Monster Podcast, episode 48 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners, and today we are going to do the Arab Army Review.
Arab Army Review.
Simsaladim.
We have about an hour, just about. So we've got to knock this out. No distractions.
I'm hoping it's a little quicker because I've got to get changed to go to work.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So no distractions. We're cracking it up.
No distractions. No postman, hopefully.
No.
Paul's mum and dad turning up.
Let's just do it.
We're doing it. This is it. It says time's running. The hour is running. Yep. So, we're going to talk about the army, Arab army.
Yep.
It's good. So what has been happening in Poland? We'll have to...
Well, we know they know about the tournament that we played in.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
You did really well.
Did not. it is revolution. Yeah, sorry. Original Warmaster is done. Now it's revolution.
Viva la revolution.
So that's all encouraging.
Bring more characters is my motto.
Yes, indeed. But only thing I've done since then is do a couple of Guild Ball games, and that's it.
They seem fun. We're not going to talk about those? Oh, you seem to be having such fun.
I was knackered. But so I got crushed last night by Sharon.
Crushed. It looks thoroughly miserable.
I think that was the biggest beating in Guild Ball I think I've had yet. But just because I was managed, that was the thing. I was like, the only points I got were when he let me have the points.
So it was like, there's a scene in The Matrix where Neo finally realises he can fight one-handed against Mr. Smith.
Yeah, and I'm Smith, and I'm just going like, this normally works.
but this is what I do.
Yeah.
I don't have to think.
Yeah, it's just like, block. I'll let you have that one. Right, I've won. Yeah.
Looked miserable.
Wasn't good.
Looked miserable.
But also I play some other games as well. And it's fine, I might be in a Guild Ball event on Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Well, that's the thing, it was a car issue, but we won't go into that. But now I have a car. I don't know, we'll find out.
Apparently, Paul's damaged wheels and they don't exist in Britain.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just sculpt.
It's a little funny. So basically, I lost two, on the driving home the other day from work, I lost two wheels on.
I should do. I mean, I've been driving 30 years nearly and I've never
Well, anyway,
lost
this happened.
One wheel.
On a central reservation, which is. I don't know how it happened, honestly, but I was exhausted from work. Anyway, it's no excuse, but that's what happened.
It makes me feel great, the fact that you're 1 minute operating on patients, like keeping them alive, next minute driving off the road.
Well, that's how knackered I was. Anyway.
I was just 70 hour a week.
Yeah. Anyway, so I took it to the dealership, and they're like, because we need to replace the wheels. You know, like, I knew I could sell that. And they told me originally, oh, we'll have it done by this time tomorrow.
Yeah, brilliant.
Then I get a phone call from them half an hour later saying, there's no wheels in the UK. It's going to take 7 to 10 working days.
That's 2 weeks.
Yes, like.
And your car's already there now.
Just
so unless you're going to bring and pay somebody to move it.
Just that statement, there's no wheels in the UK.
Deadpan.
Yeah.
No empathy.
It's
just
like,
matter of fact.
It's just like, it's like saying there's no, oh no, we can't shoe that horse. There's no blacksmiths here. Like,
it's no wheels, mate.
Yeah.
We could put some skis on. Snow boots.
Just like, I was like, oh, okay.
Can you lend me a couple of wheels?
Yeah.
You've not got a couple sitting on the back.
Like, I got it here on 2 spare tyres. Can you like give that to me? And I'm, no, it's fine.
It's brilliant. Mr. RACAA man gave you a spare tyre. See, that's what I'd have done. That'll teach you to work so hard and be so tired.
Yep.
I can imagine the accident happening. Because if I imagined you as tired as you were trying to play last night, driving.
Mm. Yeah, sad, it's sad. But I'm glad, that's why it's a good idea to only work in the hospital you're closest to. Would I want to do an hour commute to like some other hospital? God, no.
No, probably not. Just say it, Poland.
Well, yeah, I played some football games, but, you know, I won some, I lost some, I lost one bad. It's like, I might be in an event on Saturday, wait and see.
Go wait and see. So, what have we been doing since that fantastic day that was Saturday? For me, NFL weekend, it was good. It was a doozy. Steelers managed to win away from home at the Chiefs, and now we play the Chiefs.
Woo!
In
the Patriots.
Yeah, in Chiefs Stadium.
They're Donald's team.
Who?
They're Donald's team.
They could
They're tremendous.
Tremendous cheatability. So there was a little bit of fun. There was a guy posted live streamed on Facebook out of the Steelers locker room, which is like unheard of. It's like against the rules.
Yep.
And the coach was calling, "We've spotted these assholes 2 days already. We've got to go down there and kick their." Anyway, so it was good. It was some colourful language.
Was it like a fan?
It was a player. One of our star players.
Oh right.
He's in trouble over it, but
okay.
It was interesting to see inside the locker room because you never see inside the Steelers locker room.
Okay,
it's good to hear him call them arseholes.
Lots of half-naked men.
Well, if you like that kind of thing. It was just interesting to see.
Like a Roman orgy?
He's always thinking, oh, I've got the greatest respect for the patriots and the coaches, but I closed doors to these fucking arseholes. We've got to give them a good spanking. So, this weekend, this Sunday, if you're interested, NFL, big matches. This is the conference championship. Mm-hmm. So the best in the AFC fight off, and the best in the NFC fight off, and then we go to the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl,
which generally I don't watch, because it's the only game that you actually find out the result of without trying.
Yeah.
So I wake up at 7 in the morning, and it's everywhere. Every radio station, every television station.
Today, the Super Bowl.
You don't tell me any of that. It's just quite hard not to know the results, so I can't stay up.
Yeah.
Generally. So it was good. I enjoyed that very much. And I played Magic Standard on Monday night. There's been some big bands in Magic. Maybe we'll talk around when we've got more time.
Big bands.
It's funny. Well, like, they don't normally do this.
Sin Cara's being banned?
Yeah.
Wow.
But like Standard. They normally do it in like Eternal formats, but not Standard. And they ban 3 cards. Like, boom. One of them had only been out a few months. Boom.
Were they warranted bans? Were they?
Yeah, but they should have seen it coming. So like, some of the cards were quite expensive and lots of people had them. Yep. And then it's like, boom, your 16 quid card is worth 10 pence now.
Boom. Wow.
Your 40 quid card is worth £2 now. Boom. Wow. So,
Jesus.
Yeah. That's something they do. There's something that most games don't do, but something they do. Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Last night I played War Machine Journeyman League.
Mm.
The death of War Machine has been much overhyped, and the what was the other thing that was overhyped? Just how shit a tree was.
Well, you didn't have a lot of players, Barry.
Listen, mate.
Didn't have a lot of players in the journeyman.
We had good players. We had 2 press gangers and a pundit. That's like the ultimate.
You've got to be a name here.
Yeah. So, you know, like a feeder pool, like a breeding pool.
Yeah.
Like a nice, friendly pool where it's just like all friendly.
Yeah.
So, like, that was it. 2 press gangers and a Guild Ball pundit playing. It's all very nice. Civilised.
Yeah, sure. I would have been amongst it if I wasn't at work.
Yeah, you'd have ruined it. You'd have ruined it.
I've taken the least bent stuff by going, apparently.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, apart from the signal bit, not being there. Anyway, so KR sponsorship.
Yes, thanks very much, KR. You're great.
They are great. You say that.
Mm.
They are great.
Yeah, great.
If you want boxes to store stuff,
boxes,
miniatures,
great. Boxes, great.
Mm-hmm. Get them. War Master Rules Committee update. It's starting to get messy in there a little bit, which is good because I expected it to get a little bit messy. I expected it to take a little bit of time. I expected some easy wins. We can talk about the easy wins as I perceive them, but that's not saying they've been voted in, but at least running. So do you want to talk about some of the easy wins?
Well, I mean, I guess it has to be stated everything out, like, very clearly. I get that.
So the screaming bell, talk about that change.
Well, that's quite simple. That was just that we've proposed, and it hasn't been carried yet. The thing's still vote
for 30 days because you can change your vote.
Yeah. Oh, you can change your vote, can you?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm not going. But so
you proposed it, didn't you? Or seconded it?
It wasn't rules change, it was just grammar. That's all.
Yeah, because there was some funkiness about what this was.
Yeah.
Screaming bell. It's not the brigade.
Yeah.
It's not this. It's not that.
Yeah, it's just grammar, and it's grammar. Fine. Yeah, right. So it's only to make it how we were playing it, make it as understood as we understood it.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
So good. That's up for the vote.
Yeah, that's done.
Next one up for the vote. Boom, is the Araby Elephant match.
Oh, yeah, well...
65 points for 2 attacks and terror on the floor.
Which seems to be a standard.
It is a standard.
So,
unless you're an elephant.
Yeah, well then I agree that it should be there. Yeah.
Okay, so that's up for vote.
Because it was less.
It was 1 attack.
It was 1 attack,
And terror, which is Black Coach, which is 40 points.
Yeah.
One attack terror.
And I mean, it was mentioned by a member that, but these things are costed relevant to their army, etc. As in, like, the reasons that those points are for internal balance of the army. And I was like, well, maybe, but probably not.
The interesting thing was Lex quoted Rick as saying that Rick anticipated the design of the game to be, like, streamlined, like, quick and dirty, and with a lot of standardisation.
Yeah.
And so there aren't many differences between army lists. If something can be used that's in another army list, then kind of use that.
That's
don't invent something new.
Yeah.
Just use what's there.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why all
knights,
cavalry knights are 3-3-4.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. Your knights, my knights.
Everybody's
knights.
Bretonian knights.
Elf knights.
Everybody's knights.
Chaos knights are.
Yeah, but they're different. They're the exception to the brutal rule. So don't invent something.
I'll always wait for that.
Yeah.
Personally.
So which is why the elephant is going to become kind of like a Carnosaur, I think, is the...
I will at some point, and I'm go through and list all of the, like, army kind of rules, and then we'll compare them, like, this army rule is across in three armies or something. Exactly, like list regular stats for stuff. Like.
And there was we play-tested one today that's on the verge. I think it might have been seconded now. So when I get home, I might have to put up a voting thread. And that was?
So the steam tank, it's added up with two rules changes. One, that it isn't destroyed when it's driven back in fighting. And the second one is that you don't roll for drive backs for it. You don't roll for confusion for it at all. It can't be driven back by shooting, so it's no effect. Unless it's killed. Like, unless it's destroyed by shooting, you don't roll drive-backs.
Good luck with that. Unless it's a cannon.
Well, yeah, a cannon would kill it. But that's the point. I mean, like, because it was that it did get destroyed. What made it completely unplayable was that it got destroyed when it was driven back by infantry. And I'm just using these models on the table to escalate my point, even though you can't see it. You know, like, and they would win because it can't, you know, even on average...
Static
combat range, it would win.
Yeah.
It would go back a centimetre, it would be destroyed. It has its rules. And it made it completely unplayable. The other one for drive back from shooting was that it could end up... it didn't move. It never moved, but you could still get it confused from that, which is a minor thing. And that was mostly there to keep it in line with other stuff that can't be driven back by shooting. Like, when you hit flagellants, they can't be driven back, so you don't roll to see if they're confused. You just take casualties. So, the second one's standardising, isn't it? An exception that shouldn't be there. And the first one is a fair game rule, because otherwise, without that, you never see it, you never use a steam tank.
Well, you can't use it.
Yeah,
you can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't do anything. But with this, it means it can. And in the game we used it today, I was out on a flank against
running away.
Like some light cavalry, but it was being a tank.
It was being a tank.
Getting in the way.
I was trying to get the
breaking up
beefy stuff to give a good spanking.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure elephants or my cavalry would have taken that.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, I mean, even regular infantry in the flank will give it a fair run for its money in terms of killing it over two rounds of
combat. 24 dice.
Yeah, and they're 12, and 12, isn't it?
24 dice.
So if they're three attack infantry, they charge, they get 12 attacks in on the flank, and then the next round they get another 12 attacks.
Yeah.
So there's your 24.
Or Ganga, it can't be pushed back. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because you can't surround it and implode it because it doesn't move.
Yeah. So, it's as I said before, like it's a tank. Yeah, you know, it's like, so that's what it's got to play for.
Very big.
I mean, I'd be willing to have another amendment that is in another proposal that it's an elite model and it only has one in 2,000. But I'm not worried.
It's self-limiting.
Yeah, it's self-limiting by itself. Yeah.
And it's cost, and it's one stand.
Yeah.
And I'm still pretty sure
the steam tank is 130 points. Yeah, that's more than a Doom Wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more than a unit of knights, and I'm pretty sure a unit of knights will give it a good spanking.
Easy.
Doesn't cause terror.
No.
So that's not up for vote, and that is it. There's loads of other discussions about quite a lot of stuff, to be fair. But we're nothing at the proposal stage there.
So it's like, really, with the steam tank rules, it's very simple because it's just deleting some lines of it. That's all it is.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Sounds like a plan. So the match today, we'll have to go a little bit quick on this, was Araby against Empire with the steam tank rule. The Araby was just a stock OG Araby list.
Yep.
So I'll run through my list. I had four spearmen, four bowmen, three knights, four camel riders, two magic carpets, two elephants, which is overkill, to be fair. They're too much of a liability to control. A general, one hero, two wizards, one random five-point sword. That's me.
Mine was obviously a bit of a different Empire list because I'm using... I'm including a steam tank in it. So I took four halberdiers, one handgunner, four crossbowmen, two flagellants with skirmishers, four units of knights, two units of cavalry or pistoliers, a hellblaster, two units of cannons, a steam tank, a general, two heroes, a wizard, and I found the points for a ring of magic for the wizard for Gandalf.
That
sort of fade just because it was random there and I'd forget about it. So basically, and the army is formed into brigades. So there's two brigades of halberdiers and crossbowmen. Brigades.
That's your anvil, is it?
That's your there's an artillery brigade of two cannons, a hellblaster, and a unit of handgunners. There's a close combat-y melee troops, which is two flagellants with skirmishers. There's a heavy cavalry brigade of four knights, yeah. a light brigade of two pistoliers, and that's the army.
Tank.
And the tank, which has to be on its own.
Ta-da! Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, who had first turn? I did.
So, my intention was to get some artillery up onto the hill and have my infantry then, like, in a kind of a V formation surrounding the hill. So, though the artillery in Revolution doesn't get defended, at least it's on a better position and it won't be attacked so easily,
yeah.
because there'll be stuff in front of it. At the very least, I could sacrifice a unit in front to stop them advancing into, end up advancing into the artillery.
But what went wrong?
What went wrong was...
Because you didn't get that infantry in front.
No, I failed some orders, and before I could set up my nice position I was going to go for, Barry's flying a circus came over the hills. So the Araby carpets came in flying V formation and shot the...
Levine shit down to the cannons.
Yeah, and took one cannon off each of them.
I mean, it's borderline. It's three per, isn't it? So, yeah. I mean, he could have got up, could have been both stands, but it was one.
So,
and caused confusion.
Yeah. I mean, and that kind of made my artillery brigade half as effective for long range, because the other two, the Hellblaster and the handgunners, are just there to protect it and add more fire if it's really close.
Dissuade charges.
Yeah, dissuade charges. So anyway, that happened. And in return, I did a lot of initiative charges on those flying carpets. So essentially, it was a trade-off that Barry had chosen.
They go down swinging, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
If you set them upright, because they're shooting six when they stand and shoot. Against lightly armoured stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
They survived.
Yeah.
They got three ways, all the way around. There was just... Yeah, so like left flank, right flank, and front.
Yeah.
And one unit survived, and so it was there to kill the Hellblaster next.
Yeah, so it still did work afterwards. So it wasn't, Barry initiated that peace trade.
I felt comfortable because if I didn't deal with it now, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, and sometimes in a matchup, you just have to accept there's going to be a peace trade there. On my right flank, Barry's camel riders, making use of their ignoring distances rules, came a big wide flanking manoeuvre. But I countered that with some pistoliers, half as many pistoliers, and my steam tank.
I was confident I would remove the pistoliers. Yep. The steam tank proved a bit too much. Maybe I should have tried to get him in the flank.
Yeah, that's what I would have gone for. And then. We had an infantry clashing coming on. My knights had been hampered by bad command and a spell that hit them and confused two units. So I was having to send them forward piecemeal. Barry only got one unit of elephants into the fight. He had two units of elephants.
It's just awkward to control. Yeah,
that stampeded forward. But Barry, basically, I'd say that's Barry's flaw was they're on. So I'm looking at his army on his on my left. They went across the back of his battle line, wanted to go to the right, and ended up coming through the middle. And it just, at one point, you had a unit of elephants in column. And it just,
that was good.
Yeah. It's like, if I could hit them,
confused them.
Yeah. So the confused elephants stampeded into some.
I was really lucky that I managed to, reform. Do you call it reform?
Yeah.
It's not reform. When you win a combat,
like advance, fullback. Yeah, advance.
Yeah, the 3d6 roll meant I could move forward and position them to be confused.
But you couldn't move forward of the combat. It was down.
No, but I could move towards your knights. It kind of worked in my favour.
So, we were both close to breaking, but I lucked out a bit by just having the turn to break the barrier, really, sending my knights into his massive infantry, which is very similar to Empire. This is a good one to do an army review, because they are basically a spin-off of Empire, aren't they, Araby?
Yeah.
Humans at the end of the day, and there's direct comparisons to the Empire list.
So he tried to send the unit of knights in, they bounced, because... Knights don't like big units.
They tend to get stuck in static combat res. Yeah. But when they do lose, they don't like get chased down.
Yeah, but when you put both knights in at the end, that's it.
That was it.
Yeah. In the same way that I put three units of knights into your brigade near the artillery, and they just evaporated.
I ended up winning. I was close to breaking though myself, and obviously this is playing Revolution, so every game we play will be Revolution. And we played a regular battle line because this is an army review, and we just wanted to put the army on the table.
Yeah, and you've got a test ruling as well.
Yeah, I had a test ruling to try out. Yeah.
Well, hopefully next game he'll not run him away, and I'll get to kill him.
We'll see.
Fighting. Okay, right, so we've done the army match. The Araby fluff, goddamn. Oh, right. Goddamn, sir, goddamn.
What do you think it is, Barry?
I don't know. Just go and watch Aladdin or whatever you want to do. Apparently there's three lots, which is why there are three lists.
Yeah.
It's way over my pay grade.
Yeah, I'm completely, I'll admit defeat with this one. I don't have a Scooby what the Araby fluff is.
Well, it takes a big man to say that they don't know fluff master.
I mean, I did put it on the War Master group, and I got lots of answers about what the fluff was and
links where to go find it.
But to be honest, life got in my way, and I either sort my car out and everything else.
Well, you nearly died. You're so tired.
So I don't know what the Araby fluff is. I'd like to think it was the remnants of humans who were around Khemri, like as in the land of the dead, who aren't part of Nagash's endless legions. Oh, there's some fluff there. We'll read that.
Well, I think they could read that themselves, can't they? Well, there's fluff in it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Excellent. Read the fluff in the book. I care not for fluff. Fluff is for people who care for fluff.
Yeah, sorry.
Not for me.
Like, some other point. I might go over it and recap it on another episode.
That's not true. Right, so, the Araby army list.
Right, let's do it.
You got an army list?
Well, yeah, you tell me. Like,
yes, I've got one, sir. Right, so spearmen are our first entry. Infantry with 3 attacks, 3 hits, 6 of armour, unit size 3, 45 points per unit, 2 is your minimum. There is no maximum, and they have no special rules of any kind, shape, or.
Exactly the same as Empire Infantry. Nothing else to be said
with
about
shoes, though, hopefully.
Yeah, well, they got sandals.
Well, they got something on their feet, hopefully. Yeah. And they're very nice models, so well done them. Next one along, sir, I believe are your
there's not much to say, is there? So,
well, you can say what it is.
Bowman infantry, 3 hits, 1 shooting, 3 attacks, 1 shooting, 3 hits, no armour, 3 in the unit, 55 points, you must take 2. They're exactly the same as Empire Crossbowmen. You're going to basically the core of the Araby army is exactly the same as the Empire.
So you have 4 units of spearmen, 4 units of bowmen.
Yeah.
Because you've got to take them.
Yep.
I don't really want any more of them. The horse crap.
That's 2 brigades worth. That's enough.
Just trying not to get them killed.
Yeah.
Because they can't take a charge of anything.
No.
Because they just get spanked. Because you can't even build these brigades. You've got to have the bowmen on the front.
Well, you've got to have them shooting, haven't you? Yeah.
So you have 2 lines of bowmen and behind 2 lines of spin. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try not to get them killed. Right. The next one is an interesting. It's called Guards.
Yep.
And they're infantry, 3 attack, 3 hits, 5 up armour, 3 unit size, and they're 70 points. You've got no minimum, 4 maximum, and they have a special rule, obviously, because they're 10 points more expensive.
Yep.
Than your regular 335, or 15 points more expensive than those Storm Vermin. You think they're too expensive. So, right, guards. The Sultan's guards are unquestionably loyal. So unquestionably loyal that they will obey the first order given to them each turn on a command roll of 10 or less. So long as the order comes from the general, no penalties are applied to this order. Further orders are given normal command value. Only applies to guards, cannot be brigaded with anything else. And you're still bound by maximum command ranges. I didn't think the general had a maximum command range.
No, he doesn't.
Why they talk? Don't really understand why he's talking about command ranges because the general doesn't have one, and that's what they're talking about with the leadership 10. they had a role in my mind against things that could get round the back. So if you, in previous editions of War Master, if stuff was around you, you'd have to order them at a negative.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're getting charged in the flank or rear or whatever. But in the Revolution. You could throw a wizard on a 6 because there's somebody behind you and you fail your turn around anyways.
Yeah, so they don't really have a place anymore.
Well, they do, but I'm just not sure what they're going to do.
I mean, their stats are better than your regular infantry. So they get
you pay 10 points.
But you're saying, so they're not really heavy infantry, are they? They're just somebody else's standard infantry.
Elf.
Yeah, elves.
Or whatever, or marauders, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But you're paying 10 points for an order that. The general has to give.
Yeah.
Otherwise it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they can't be brigaded with anything else. So what you're going to have for unit 40, the brigade of 4 of these. Yeah. That's a bit meaty. And also I find that my general's first order is for the camels.
Yeah.
Because why else am I taking camels if not to order them on an 8?
So they don't really have a place, these guards.
Well, I didn't even think they had a place in the previous one.
Well, they don't have one now.
Well, we might have to look at these one day. So poor old guards.
Not for you.
Not
right,
for me.
Knights. Oh, that's a very simple one. Cavalry. Three attacks, three hits, four up armour, three in a stand, 110 points. Exactly the same as Empire Knights and Knights across the board.
Yep.
No min-maximum. Exactly the same as Empire.
We'll kill a steam tank in two rounds, charging in the front.
Yep. They just look a little bit more Arab-y.
A lot more Arab-y, to be fair. Next one. Desert Riders. Cavalry. There's a lot of cavalry. Desert Riders. 3-1-3 and a 6-up. With three unit size, 80 points, and unit they have special rule number 2, so they have shooting of 15 centimetres, but they can shoot all the way round.
So these are your classic light cavalry?
But they just get outdone by the next engine. So they are Wolf Riders.
Yeah.
I mean, Wolf Riders they're alright.
But are Wolf Riders 3 attacks or 2 attacks?
There are similar points to that.
Okay.
80 points.
So they're.
Or maybe they're 60 points, maybe they're 2 attacks.
Desert Riders, points. Classic light cavalry. Yeah. Not much to say about them. Camel Riders, I get this one.
So Jim always uses those classic light 360 shooting cavalry to protect his bolt throwers, etc.
Yeah.
But we don't have anything to protect.
No. So Camel Riders are your third unit cavalry. Three attacks and one shooting. They have three hits, they have a 5-up armour, and they're unit size 3, and they're 100 points, and they have min nothing, maximum 2. And they have special rule 3, which means they do not count modifiers for distance when receiving orders, but they always have a minus 1 for being unruly.
Same as. Is it.
Trolls?
Is it trolls? No,
yeah. Yetis?
No, yeah, Yetis are the ones.
Exactly the same as Yetis.
Yeah.
So, these have a really good place, because that flanking allows. Yeah, you're encouraged to push out hard on the flank, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter how far it is.
You're not exposing any characters at all with them. So they're fantastic. So your general's sitting in a nice, the safest position he can be, and orders them with just as much ability as he was standing next to them, because they don't have one. So they don't have.
And you can literally, the general's all the length of the table, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, off you go. So I enjoyed these guys.
They've got range 30 on their shots. They're really good. They're really good.
They are, in my mind, the same as Tomb King's chariots, but with one less on the charge. But the charge is not really their place.
They're a very nice unit for 100 points, and you would love to, and you would probably want four of them. You probably want a brigade of them doing the flanking stuff. So quite aptly, I will move this one. The key of the army is magic carpets. Let Barry talk about that.
So magic carpets are bizarrely classified as cavalry.
Mm-hmm.
Flying cavalry, what they are.
Yep.
They have one attack, which is miserable. Because even when you charge, it's only 2 attacks.
Yep.
But you ain't charging with these guys. So they have 2 shooting attacks, 3 hits, 6 up armour, 3 per unit, 85 points. Min max is 1 per 1,000, so you're going to get take 2. And they have the rule that they can fly, and they can shoot 15 centimetres all the way round. So even when you charge them, you get 6 shots.
You get 6 shots back, yep.
So when, in a recent game, a Bretonian player charged a unit of knights into the front, and I had them position both units together, so it triggered all of them, he took 5 wounds on the stand and shoot. That's just ridiculous.
Well, that was against the odds.
It was against the odds. But 3 wounds is what you're taking.
Yeah. Me took 5.
Mm-hmm. That's me too.
That's me. That means something.
That did mean something. They lost that combat, those Bretonian knights. They say, oh my God, look at this magic carpets.
I hate these things.
They are unlike anything else in the game.
Yeah, they're unique. Well, it's good. Good to have some unique stuff.
Well, they've got a couple of unique... Well, maybe 3 unique things in this list.
Yeah.
So, I gave them away early, because they can do some serious work mopping up later on.
Yeah.
You got sand left. One of these units goes over, kills that stand. They go over there, kill that stand.
Yeah, they're money. They're money all the time. You're definitely going to have 2 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you really have to... if you've got squishy stuff... Like cannons.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work to keep them away from... Because if I get near them cannons, I'm going after the cannons.
Yeah, of course you would.
Which is what I did.
Because they just drop it for nothing.
Boom.
Yeah. So, last entry of units is elephants. They're monsters.
That's not really... It's a monkey, isn't it? Or arrows or
trumpet. 5 attacks, 4 hits, 5 up armour, 3 of them in a... There's 200 points. They can have minimum nothing, maximum 1, so you're going to have most 2, and they have special rule 5.
Rules, millions of rules.
They cause terror. They can't be regaining with other things aside from Oliver elephants.
They can't be regaining with cavalry,
with other types of troops, including other elephants. Oh, hang on. Elephants cannot be regaining with cavalry, but can be regaining... Oh, with other types of troops. Yeah, sorry.
Not cavalry.
Sorry, I missed that bit. Okay, and if they get confused, they have a unique stampeding rule.
Yeah, which is a bit like Giant Goes Wild, kind of.
Which is kind of like Giant Goes Wild. So they are, and the stampeding rule is, some of it is definitely bad because you go towards the nearest, you can end up trampling over your own stuff, basically.
Give it a good chewing, yeah.
And you'll end up attacking it, yeah.
Yeah, you will. And it will end up attacking you.
So.
Because the elephant's gone wild, it's eating some stuff. But, I think for the points they're better than Rhinox Riders. Because Rhinox Riders are 250.
Yeah, yeah.
And these guys have got some drawbacks, but yeah, cause terror.
They cause terror.
And do as much damage on the charge.
They got
21 attacks.
21 dice in the open.
Cause terror.
Smash.
Makes them a bit more survivable.
4 hits and 5 up armour is a good combo. Yeah.
But there are lots of ways to cause confusion in this game.
Yeah.
So I think trying to manage 2, which I was kind of juggling to, too much.
So maybe you have a unit as your line breakers, as your, like, heavy attack.
Well, I didn't want to put them up front because the cannons would eat them, so I was trying to protect them.
Yeah.
But then you've got to get them through your lines without them going mad.
Yeah, maybe one unit is, as in not 2, is probably better.
Yeah.
Do you want to quickly just run through all the characters because they're quite standard?
The characters are bog standard. Yeah. So we have a general, normal Empire general, hero, normal Empire hero. And we have a wizard, which is an Empire wizard, actually.
Empire wizard, yeah.
So command 7 and
9, 8, 7.
Points.
Yeah.
And our mounts, we have a magic carpet.
Which is just a flying mount, isn't it?
Flying for plus 10. We have an elephant, which is 1 attack for 65 points on terror.
But you can talk about that.
We've already done that. And we got crazy Dijin.
Now, you don't use this. Now, when I've seen Arabi armies played by other people, they use the Dijin.
It's too much money.
Too much money, yeah.
90 points, man. That's a hero, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a glutton.
What does it do?
The gin, right.
Yeah. Adds two
attacks and two shooting.
And two shooting as well, yeah.
So it's for people that want that little bit of extra.
they put a gin in their unit of carpets.
They do, yes. this is the Jeff. Right, so the gin accompanies its master and can transform both of them into a whirlwind, enabling the stand to fly. That's a normal flying mount. If the sorcerer has a djinn, he can also cast the curse of the djinn with a +1 casting bonus. So instead of a 6 up, it's always a 5 up.
Yep.
I guess you could stack other stuff to make that even less.
Yeah.
Note that unusually the djinn has 2 shooting attacks. These are added to the stand from which the unit is joined and can only be used when the character has joined the unit. If the wizard is accompanied by a djinn, then the unit causes terror.
That's very nice. Yeah.
So I guess theoretically you could have everybody on elephants and the wizards all on djinns and it could be terror spam.
Terror spam.
Well.
So just quickly say about the spells.
I'm not sure. Spells, yeah. Spells are good.
Well, what are they?
Well, they're good. Right.
Right, done.
Right, I will do the first one. It's called a sandstorm.
Storm of sand.
I like this one. It's basically a -1 leadership within 30 centimetres of the character on a 4 up.
That's a spell that's in.
So that's like a chaos spell.
Chaos spell, yeah.
It's a chaos spell, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's called something different, does the same as chaos spell.
Same as chaos spell. They have Mirage, which is a 4 up to cast, which is, I think this is a unique Arabi spell, isn't it?
Yeah, I like this one.
So it creates a fake unit on the table, infantry, cavalry, and monsters, it really doesn't matter. And it's an illusion, and they place within 60 centimetres of the sorcerer and more than 20 centimetres from any enemy. Ah, more than 20.
Oh, so they're cheating with cheats.
Ah!
it didn't do much of the game.
I've seen Barry put them closer than that.
It was exactly 20, actually. Yeah. That's what I wanted.
So it can't be an initiative range.
For your flagellants.
But, yeah.
I'm sure you said when... In fact, I picked this tactic because you played somebody a long time ago. They played Arabi and they did that to you.
Yeah.
And they said they made you charge with
slaves. Yeah.
So, which is why it got set up.
Oh, okay, so this is the main thing where you use this spell, and now it, of course.
No, it's not the main thing.
Well, it's the main thing. I'd use it for the spell.
Because what you can do is you can make a unit behind your lines.
And then
put the wizard in the front, so you're -2.
But he can't move in 20 of enemy units.
You can put it behind your lines.
But he's not.
Or put it in front in a wood, hidden. I did that to Phil. I hid him in the middle of a wood so you couldn't see him, but you could hear the horse's hooves.
So basically, where this unit is, the enemy has to treat it like an enemy unit. So for command penalties, for proximity, and etc., enemy shooters have to shoot the thing because it's the closest target.
Yeah.
It will disappear if the wizard tries to cast another spell,
or
if the opposing player moves as a unit into them, they automatically dispels the spell.
So if you can get that in a wood or something hidden, yeah, and you get Mother Guy,
it's not nearly as good as I thought it was because of the limitations, but there you go, you should read
the
rules.
Mine's too. Sunstrike, which is the
straight line, allowing three attacks.
Ball of fire.
Line of fire. It allows armor saves. So that's the main difference between two shooting spells. Is
I think the three. I don't know.
The direct one is three no saves. The line is three attacks, but allows saves.
And there are no ones in there with three wounds that allow armor save.
In a line.
No, just regular.
Yeah, there's plenty that allow our three attacks direct that don't allow armour.
No, they do allow armour.
I don't know. I don't think so.
There
shouldn't be.
No. I, for some reason, I think there is, but I don't know where it is.
Yep.
So that's that straight line one. Yep. That's another one. And then we got the curse.
Spell. Second unique Araby spell. Curse of Jazin on a 6-up, 3-up, or maybe a 5 if you've got a Jazin already. Spells an enemy unit. The target must reroll all successful armour saves. And if it, that's it. That's all it allows. On each enemy unit within range, so it will make all enemy units within 30 reroll armor saves.
So it's like the old opposite of the Bretonian one that allows you to get extra armor saves. This is like
the opposite of reroll passes.
I think it's just one unit, sir.
It says all enemy units. It's a 6-up to cast.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's a 5-up with the djinn, isn't it? Yeah. Or ring of magic, it's in. The sorcerer can cast a spell on a mini unit. Yeah, that unit.
Okay, one unit.
It'd be totally bent. Making every unit within 30.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Because we'd be spamming the shit out of that. Anyway, so I like the spell list. It doesn't have a movement spell. It doesn't have a raised.
But it has two unique spells. So it's a good spell list.
There was enough in the list to make me take two wizards.
Strengths and weaknesses of Araby.
Well, the weaknesses are the same weaknesses that Empire
have. Is in they have poor quality core infantry they must have.
I mean, they do have what you asked for in your greatswords. They have that entry.
Yeah.
It's just 70 points is too much.
But they're paying points for a rule that is not really worth it.
With the guards,
But yeah, that's what I would love in an Empire list. But it's not going to be. I think in terms
of... you're not a flagellant?
But I say, like, in terms of a weakness of the army list, how many unit entries are there?
Count up. Nine.
Is there nine units? But two of them don't have a place.
Good at this,
nine. So two of them don't, but so
oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll count the general. Eight.
Yeah.
2, 8.
There's 8 units.
Two. Well, no. Yeah.
But they don't.
One of them doesn't.
Like, we just go through this. Like, why would you take the Desert Riders over Camel Riders, and why would you take the Guards?
Because they've got more armour, I guess, the Guards.
Yeah, but you're paying a lot more points.
Well, the problem is I've only got 8 units of infantry I really want. What do I want more bloody
so
infantry?
So that's a weakness of the army, is it's not a fantastic, actually, army list. It's got some good stuff in it, but it's...
I found the list row itself. I didn't have to do anything.
You could delete two of those unit types, and they wouldn't make it matter, because you're probably not using them.
I don't even know if they did a model for Desert Riders.
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
But basically the list wrote itself, which is probably why the two variant lists came into existence.
Both a strength and weakness, really, of the army list is that it doesn't allow really any variation, does it?
Well, once I got my 8 core infantry, and then I wanted 4 knights, 4 camels, an elephant, 2 magic carpets, there's nothing left.
Yeah.
That was it. There's a list. Boom. Yep. I did mess around and put one less knight and another elephant.
So you might, and you might drop a unit of elephants and have a djinn and try that out.
You're only... sticking around the edges.
Yeah.
The list is the list. So I'm pretty confident with the army I bought because I think that's pretty much all I'm going to use.
Yeah, so...
Strengths?
I'd say that's both strength and weakness, isn't it? Is that you know what you're going to go for, but there's no much variation for it. Strengths on it, well, obviously, camel riders are strong. They're really good. And the...
Elephants can
really
be strong.
Yeah, elephants can be really good.
If you can control them.
Yeah.
Like, pacify them. Don't show them mice, because apparently elephants are scared of mice. Give them plenty of peanuts to eat. Keep it pacified. It's just that it all comes down to the infantry. Like, you've got decent-ish infantry, even if you don't want to admit it.
Well, the Empire have flagellants and skirmishers as their, like, instead of guards, they have flagellants and skirmishers.
And handguns.
Yeah, but it's just another missile unit, isn't
it? Yeah, you've got more infantry variety.
More infantry variety, But they have less cavalry choices. They still have a... So Empire has your pistoliers, which you could say is the equivalent of the Desert Riders.
Yeah, I'd give them that.
And your knights are exactly the same as the knights.
Yeah. But you don't have a monster.
So strength to the Araby army list is that it has more options of cavalry, as in, you know, and a better second unit of cavalry. Knights are exactly the same. Camel riders are better than pistoliers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
Yeah.
And what, elephants against a steam tank?
Elephants are rivaled against a steam tank. Well, now that we've made this change, it was no.
It's like JoJo, isn't it? Yeah. Elephant versus steam tank.
Got right. I don't know. I would have to play some more games with this new steam tank.
I think there's a very good chance if it got the drop on the steam tank. Because it can be terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, I think my 21 attacks on the charge.
Yeah, we'd bash for it.
Even with your three shots on the way in.
We'd dent it. Yeah. Probably, they just tip it over. You've seen that film, seen Lord of the Rings, where they're just, like, mowing through them.
Oh, the mummer kill. Well,
the mummer kill.
I don't think it was as big as that.
No, just saying. Right. Moving on quickly, we need a tier list for Araby.
It's two, boom, easy.
We should have done more.
Why? Because there are more. There's one and a half.
Yeah, all right, okay.
So, one and a half, yeah. two and a half, three.
Maybe we should have gone for letters. Yeah,
A, like, B, C, D,
C. Yeah, okay, C. But yeah, they're solid tier two, aren't they?
Yeah, but that's what the world is.
Yeah, the world solid is tier two army.
They're only tier one. I swear to God, the only reason the tier one is because of the leadership. Although saying that, Skaven have got pretty good leadership, I've heard. And they're not tier one.
So why play Araby and any other comments?
Why play Araby? Because you like the look of the models?
Yeah,
fine models for a start.
Yeah, the models are lovely. They are fantastic, and they
without donating a kidney to find.
Yeah, I mean, getting them originally in blisters and stuff will cost you a ridiculous amount. But if you can get hold of said models, they do look fantastic. They, you know, like Barry's got this army, and it looks all gorgeous. And you could probably play it from historical lists as well, as in like ranges.
Oh, I'm sure there are historical ranges. Maybe not for the magic carpet. It's might have to proxy there.
Yeah, you might have to proxy them or build up something yourself for that. But you could do the rest of it easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, why play Araby? Because we've talked about because you like them.
Yeah.
You like the look of them. You like the cut of the jib. You like those flying magic carpets to do some serious work.
Yeah.
You like the elephants.
Yeah, strong.
I like them. I like them. So, for scouting as well. They've got a little bit of scouting with the area.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Yeah. They've got plenty of options. They can easily get a high scouting value.
Yeah, if you wanted to.
Two units of flyers with light cavalry as well. Oh, that's the only role, really, the Desert Riders have. Oh, no, but the pistoliers could do that. So, no, the camera riders can do that.
You know, you don't get 2 points for five up, do you?
Yes,
you
do, yeah.
Oh my God, I should have put them in as well, the camel riders. Could have put them here in the corner, then.
Yeah.
Well, scouting's just gone up a lot.
Yeah.
Scouting's just gone up another eight.
Yeah, you just shove them in, because it doesn't have to be cavalry with a save of six, I'm pretty sure. It's, scouts are... Oh, that's patrol. I was miscounting mine. Yeah, they get 1 point instead of six.
You miscounted yours as well, yeah?
I miscounted.
And you won the roll.
Yeah. It didn't make much difference.
Yeah, not to you. So I'll talk a little bit about Blackgate miniatures while we've got a little bit of time. Because we've got a bit of time. Paul's down running around trying to get changed and everything at the same time. He's not taking clothes off, luckily. Robbie's working hard. I spoke to him last night on the phone. He's got, I think we're up to about six warriors.
If you want to do your stuff, I'll go get changed.
So I'm going to get changed. That's where he had his food. So he's fed and watered.
We pushed for time.
So Paul's now gone. So Robbie's sculpted six of the warriors, including a musician. I've decided we're going to put command in the units because I took a look at Jim's custom army and I liked the ones that had flags. So they're going to have flags, they're going to have leaders, they're going to have musicians. And same for the armoured warriors, so there'll be nine, including the musician and the standard. And the commander. For the poor old cannoneers, though, I think they're going to stick with four casts, four different models, unless I've got some money left, maybe I'll throw another one or two in there, but we'll see how things go. And then, when this is battened down, so hopefully I'll get them by the end of January, and that gives me then a couple of months to do the production and shipping, which is feasible. There's not that many units, it's only. I did the math, it's quite a lot. It's some units, it's some days work for me, but I'll get that done. And then we'll be able to move on, hopefully, in a month or two, to the second wave, which is going to be Mammoth Riders and Characters. And the Mammoth Riders will be available as a unit of three, and also there'll be a Characters, so there'll be a character pack, so like a Mammoth Riding character, And also I've decided to do the characters individually, so the kind of shamans and heroes and generals, they'll be sold individually. And I think I'm still working on a price point for that, because people only ever buy one of each model. So obviously the art and the sculpting costs get out a bit disproportionate to, let's say, a normal unit of warriors, where you'd maybe buy six. So you'd have six copies of that miniature. And that's not going to happen. So there's obviously economies of scale. So well, that was it. Paul's gone. It's War Master Podcast episode 48. We're only two more episodes away from the big 5-0. It's a bit weird this week because of Paul's work and the fact he's got to get off and the fact that my builders are back causing havoc. So we had to start a bit late today and Paul didn't have a car, etc. So that was the War Master Podcast episode 48. We'll see you next week. Have a nice week. Bye.